This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hundreds of tribal leaders gathered in Washington this week for the White House Tribal Nations Summit. Among the announcements, which included new federal money for tribal climate resilience and Energy Department promises to do more business with tribal nations, were commitments from the Biden administration to do something that Native leaders have been pushing on for a long, long time, tribal co-management of public lands. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more on that.
The Kudukk tribe's traditional territory spans a little over 1 million acres in what is now northwestern California. But today,
98% of that is national forest system.
Bill Tripp with the tribe's Natural Resources Department says this year it partnered with the U.S. Forest Service to reintroduce prescribed burning.
You know, what better place to look than to indigenous communities and to overcome the historic injustice that surrounds this discussion?
The Kudukk tribe didn't just hand over its territory in the 19th century. Neither did any other tribe whose ancestral land is now federally managed, says Andrew Curley with the University of Arizona.
A lot of it historically has been through violent removal of Indian nations from their traditional home bases.
Curley says this push for tribal co-management isn't new. The Fed's willingness to engage definitely is. The five tribes with ancestral ties to Bears Ears National Monument in Utah recently got a voice in conservation and development decisions. Sharisa Mizazipi Wilson is with the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition.
But the agencies aren't required to actually adopt that input in any way or shape or form. They just have to consider it.
Bill Tripp knows all about that. His department and the Forest Service have butted heads over burning regulations.
The Forest Service doesn't recognize our sovereign right to burn.
But his tribe has a seat at the table now. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.